preparation for our worship service that we do not come as people who have our act together. We come as weary sinners. And if you have come this morning with your act together, we're glad you're here. I hope you'll see yourself in a little different light in just a moment. But if you have come overwhelmed with sin and the reality of your sin and struggles of this past week, you are in great company because you're with others that understand that and come into the presence of a God who is full of grace and mercy and who has pronounced forgiveness and no condemnation on those who are in His Son. I'd like for us to turn to Isaiah 40 as we read the Scriptures in preparation for hearing a message from the Scriptures. Isaiah 40. I am really encouraged to see this group of young men over here to my left. They had a little camping trip last night. And I'm excited when I see young men like that saying, sleep can wait. We're here to hear God's Word. So thanks. You keep me on track here, okay, guys? All right. Isaiah 40. I want to read the first portion of Isaiah 40, which is the passage that's quoted in the New Testament text we'll be looking at this morning. Verse 1. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice of one calling. In the desert prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. Every valley will be raised up and every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level. The rugged places a plain and the glory of the Lord will be revealed. And all mankind will see it for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, and the flowers fall, because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, and the flowers fall, but the word of our God stands forever. You who bring good tidings to Zion, go up on a mountain. You who bring good tidings to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up, do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and his arm rules for him. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. May God bless the reading of His Word. Last week I received a copy of a new book entitled At the Other End of the Stethoscope by Dr. Lincoln Nelson, M.D. The author, of course, Link Nelson, is a dear friend of our church family. He and his beloved wife, Lenore, have served as a part of our missionary family since I don't even know when. They've been part of our missionary team for decades. The Nelsons invested their lives as medical missionaries in the Philippines from 1951 to 1987, where they helped start a hospital and do evangelistic ministry. And then they returned back to the States following for a brief stateside assignment because of Link's father's failing health to care for him in 1987. And then following his homegoing, they started doing short-term ministries around the world in Togo and the Gambia and Kenya and Brazil and Bangkok. They were in Thailand, Bangladesh. And then in 2006... while driving across Texas en route to visit their daughter, Link started to feel sick, pulled off the highway, and went unconscious. As it turned out, the crippling effects of meningitis and encephalitis had struck him, thrust him into a coma, put him on death's door for months, and altered the direction of his life and his family's life until this day, now 3.5 years later. IVs, trach tube, bed sores, paralysis, the loss of ability to think and speak, tremors, spinal taps, ventilators, rehab, wheelchairs, nursing home, seizures, amnesia. These words no longer described what Dr. Link Nelson did for other people. These words began to describe his experience. For in one moment, he went from being Link the doctor to being Link the patient. And it's been an amazing thing to watch as he's been going through this in Lenore. But in his book that he has just been released, he shares the following, and I want to read it to you. What he had to say about his ordeal about 2 years into it. This was taken from an entry, July the 14th, 2008. This is Link Nelson now for the first time in about 2 years. Our purpose is to thank all of you for your continuing prayers. Progress is being made that you should know about, as you thank our Heavenly Father for His faithfulness over these past 2 years. The big change has been my returning mental acuity. I'm continuing therapy training at a local center that is devoted to rehabilitating patients like me. But the greatest help has been the presence and help of our family members nearby. Dave and Mike, parenthesis, Dave and Mike are his sons. Dave actually resigned from his pastorate in New York so that he could move to be with his father and mother in Michigan and provide their care, which he's been doing now these 3.5 years. Dave and Mike are taking turns at the required daily care. In due time, I should be able to